Let us commence our worship this evening with hymn number 967, Tunis Hampstead 340. God of my life, to thee I call, afflicted at thy feet I fall. When the great water floods prevail, leave not my trembling heart to fail. Friend of the friendless and the faint, where should I lodge my deep complaint? Where but with thee, whose open door invites the helpless and the poor? Hymn 967.
Amen.
Psalms, Numbers 142 and 143, commencing 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man doing be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy them, all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, do bend the heavens and come down, touch our hearts, touch the mountains that are felt within our hearts, and make them plain. For thou knowest, Lord, how cast down we are, and the solemn experiences we have and we believe of the devil's work to reduce us, Lord, to despair. But nevertheless, Lord, thou knowest the way we take. We do humbly hope, Lord, each of us are thy servants in that peculiar way that thou hast ordained us to walk in, men and women alike, Lord. Servants, Lord of God, that desire to serve thee with reverence and godly fear, that seek, Lord, to live honestly and uprightly in the pathway of this sin-stained world. And yet, Lord, wonder sometimes, do we know anything of God? Have we heard his voice? Oh, Lord, the devil puts us to the test, Lord, with the trials that we are permitted to have upon us in our pathway. But, Lord, Though we are cast down, we trust our hope is in God, the living Saviour, who has ascended on high and led the captivity captive of poor sinners, and made himself manifested to them because of his eternal love toward them, which he cannot hide forever. But Lord, thou knowest, Lord, that we're tempted and tried in many points, not so many points as thou wast, but Lord, that thou knowest the way we each take. And Lord, there's much darkness in this wicked world. There are many undermined in the scripture, and there are many, Lord, who desire to burn the Bibles, but they never will be able to destroy the truth, Lord. And we would be thankful for that measure of peace and liberty we have, Lord, in our worship. Do drive out the buyers and the sellers of our own heart, Lord. Deliver us from tempter's power. And Lord, we have those in our family circles, Lord, that have turned their backs upon the truth. They may have a form of godliness, but they're lacking that power. When we're tempted ourselves, Lord, do we know the power of God, the power of Christ? And we ask thee, Lord, to lift up the light of thy candles upon us if it could please thee. Thou knowest our sins. Thou hast searched us a time through and through, Lord, through the word that we've read. And now we've been able to read the word and say, that's me, Lord. That's my sins, Lord. And those are things that we have been told not to do, yet we've done it, Lord, in an unregenerate state. And we have to reflect, Lord, upon our past offences. Lord, sometimes they pain our eyes. Other times we're careless about them and think and imagine, Lord, that we're going to heaven. But we do pray, Lord, for life and light and liberty in the gospel. We know, Lord, that the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Oh, we want to be able to name Christ. Be delivered, Lord, from the burden of our sins. And have those evidences that we are born of God and that our treasure is above. But we must follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus if we're his. We must keep his commandments. We must manifest, Lord, to those around that we do love the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's brought us back from the brink of disaster. And yet, Lord, there will be a pathway of temptation that we fear sometimes. We shall fall a prey to the enemy, but we ask, Lord, to keep us. And though tempted and tried in many points, but not as many as thee, we would ask thy blessing upon us. So do be with us this evening, our Lord. Loosen our stammering tongue and set us at gospel liberty, and others too, Lord, on the relay system, that they might hear for profit. But in spite of their darkness, in spite of their felt destitution, prayer, thou wilt regard the prayer of the destitute. There's our hope, Lord. And so we commit ourselves into thy care and keeping. We thank thee, Lord, for that measure of health and strength restored to us. And we do, Lord, each need that daily strength and help, Lord. And we do need thee to supply every need. And we do need thee to preserve our lives. When we hear so much, Lord, of depression amongst men, and no doubt women too in this world, and Lord, they're left to take their own lives, and they'll be taken, Lord, to eternity. Eternal, Lord, sorrow and sadness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Lord, we do thank thee that thou spared us that. We do pray thou wilt spare us and give us some evidence, Lord, that we are truly amongst thy sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. Do be with us tonight, Lord. Give us what to speak in the hour, and may it suit the cases of the people. Do be with them then, Lord, here, those in their homes, Lord. We do pray thee. Friends, Lord, of Adelaide, their friend, Lord, and relative of those here this night, Lord, in the home of Geelong. Lord, who bless and comfort her, Lord, and uphold and maintain her, and show her a token of good. And do have mercy, Lord, upon the enemies, upon the relatives of those, Lord, that seem to be in a strange path, Lord, of the things of this world, that they're more involved with than interested in the merits of Jesus. Do bring back the prodigals, Lord. Thou knowest there are countless of them, Lord, that have passed through these doors, Lord, and now no longer do they want thee. But, O Lord, thou art able to bring them back and show them the folly of their way, living a life without faith, without prayer, without the need of God. What a mercy, Lord, if we can cling to a little that the Lord has given us to return to Zion and look for the Lord to have mercy upon our souls. Do be with this guilty land and nation. We do beg of thee. And do, Lord, grant that we might have raised up those men that shall speak the truth and be honest and upright before the people. Or is anything too hard for thee, Lord? We do look to thee, Lord, then, to remember, Lord, our little denomination in this land and throughout this earthly world too. And be with thy servant, Lord, the pastor at Luton, Lord, and do raise him up again. We do pray thee and spare him for a few more years to go in and out amongst his people to preach the everlasting gospel. And be with all thy servants over there, Lord, and raise up others who will be faithful unto death and be given a crown of life. And now, Lord, be with us in our lives, in our afflictions, in our sorrows, in our griefs, and in our comforts and in our hopes. Oh, do not leave us desolate, Lord, but appear to us and for us and favour us with the favour thou bearest unto thy people, and visit us and our loved ones. Visit them in their unregeneracy and cause them to begin to be one for a saving knowledge of the dear Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon now, Lord, all our sins. Forgive all we've asked amiss, and make up in giving when we fail in asking, as we ask it, O Lord, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 1068, the tune Saint Sylvester, 655. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation, see I languish, faint, and die. Guilty but with heart relenting, overwhelmed with helpless grief, prostrate at thy feet repenting, send, O send, thy quick relief.
Let me hear thy
As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would direct you prayerfully to Psalm 142 and reading verse 3. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they cleverly laid a snare for me. How true is this of the psalmist? We read it was a prayer when he was in the cave. And sometimes, dear friends, we have to get in a place as we're in the cave, surrounded with no way of escape. The enemy of our souls comes in like a flood, and we know not what to do. And we get into these despairing situations, suddenly come upon us because we are sinners. And we need the Lord to give us this grace. As with the psalmist, I cried unto the Lord. You may not have outward tears, but you'll have a broken heart and a contrite spirit before the Lord. And as he says here, when thou knewest my path, then thou knewest. When my spirit was overwhelmed. Seemed to come to me yesterday before I phoned Alan. Overwhelmed with our difficulties, with our families, with ourselves. Oh, how elsewhere it speaks, when my heart is overwhelmed, leave me to the rock. We feel to be utterly helpless. We feel hopeless. We feel sometimes if the Lord would draw near, he would comfort us and support us in the midst of these sorrows, in the way. We come with weeping and supplication. When will the Lord appear? These suddenly things that come upon us. We've known affliction ourselves this year, and an all-wise purpose in it, that the Lord has lifted up the light of his countenance upon us. He's healed us in a measure, and we bless him for it. But these others, dear friends, we cannot persuade or dissuade them, but we know this. The enemy's come in. The enemy's driven in the wedge of unbelief, causing obedience, even to the point of forsaking their parents' instruction and teaching in the way that we would have had them go. But shadows our hope, dear in the friends, for the merits of Jesus. When my spirit was overwhelmed, you feel helpless, hopeless, and so despairing. But you see, the point is that the Lord knows. Thou knewest my path, in the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare. You cannot, dear friends, get out of the snare. Gins and snares and traps are the lot of the righteous. That doesn't hope that we're righteous, but we long for it and we pray for it, that the Lord will come. And he goes on to say, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. No man may not care for yourself, but the man Christ Jesus can. And he's our only hope in this day when you're overwhelmed. Lead me. The plea of your cry and mine unto the Lord. Hear my prayer. He says in the next psalm, hear my prayer. And you know not how to pray and for what to pray, do you, in the midst of these sorrows and the way. You see no answers that are favourable to you. And yet the Lord knows. The Lord knows. And we have a measure of faith to believe it. But does he know our prayers? Does he know our faith? Have we got a God-given faith that trusts the Lord at all times? As the psalmist says, and pour out your heart before him. A heartfelt cry unto the Most High God. Oh, you pour out your complaint. But our mercy is, there are those that knew what it was that afterwards, you see, no affliction is comforting to you and me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But he does say the Lord brings them out of them all. And then you like this. Are you going to bring me out, Lord? Are you going to bring me out of this darksome, overwhelming situation that we're in? Will they not hear and answer us as they used to do in these characters in Scripture? Am I really amongst the chosen vessels? You see, we live life at such a rate in the day and age that we live in, and our time is taken up. I know not so much in retirement, but still our minds are taken up with earthly things. But what a mercy, dear friends, if the Lord, by his blessed Spirit, overwhelms you and me with our troubles, sanctifies them to us, and makes them cry the more affectionately and fervently unto the Most High God, because it was overwhelmed within you. The Lord has caused it to come, to be profitable to your soul and mine, to make us more searching, as it were, for the Lord to come and rend the heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, Lord, that they might smoke. Remove the stones of stumbling, the rocks of offence in our pathway. Because you get like that sometimes, all these things are against me. Will the Lord ever speak to my soul? Will he ever bring my soul out of trouble? Will he yet confirm my soul with signs, with promises, or exceeding great and precious ones? Because we want to know the truth. And so the psalmist looked on his right hand and beheld, no man would know me. But the eye of the Lord, we must speak the truth, dear friends, as we receive it. The eye of the Lord is upon us, on our hearts. And is our heart made tender? Is it sanctified that the Lord, though overwhelmed, lift up the light of thy countenance upon me, Lord? Oh, do not leave me or forsake me to perish in my sins, because that's what I justly deserve. All these things then, your spirit, as we read, overwhelmed me, says, within me, my heart within me is desolate. He said, I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee. These are the steps of a good man. He's not always in a wealthy, happy place, because everything seems to be poured out upon you. And you come with a destitute spirit. But as we touched on in prayer, he does regard the prayer of the destitute. Could he have taught you and me to trust in his name and thus far abroad us to put a shame? Never will. But this is your feeling and mine at times. Such darkness, such a prison you feel to be in, led captive by so many things. But blessed be the Lord. As he says here, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. A change wrought. And so he was praying that his enemies might be cut off. It doesn't mean to destroy those that seem to be in opposite view to you and me in their lives. No. But he will exercise your soul to pray for this and that one, they might be touched. If Jesus calls them, if Jesus draws near to them, touches them, gives them repentance, they'll be delivered from the jinn, the snare, and the trap that they're in. They cannot even extricate themselves from these jinn, snares, and traps. But Jesus can. And in a moment of time, he delivers you. And what a mercy it is, Jesus, having compassion upon your prayers and mine, and the prayers that we've been singing this evening, and all that they might go into the of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bows down his ear to hear you, and he will answer you in time, because you don't give up crying. You don't give up praying when your spirit is overwhelmed. But, he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Is that patience waiting for his Spirit to come? Touch the heart of those, dear friends, that you are affectionately tied to, in the ties of nature. You know, he sees, he knows them that are his. And what a mercy. Let him that nameth Christ depart from iniquity. No, we have to look upon self. Oh, thou hideous monster sin, what a trouble thou hast brought in. All creation groans through the pregnant cause of misery. And there is misery in the world. There's no peace, and there won't ever be any lasting peace in the world. Wars, rumours of wars, different divisions of religion, so-called, that want to destroy one another. But the true convert to Christ will know what it is to be at times cast down, but hoping in God. For he says in his word, I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Yes, overwhelmed you may be at present, cast down. Your hope seems to be dashed to pieces at times, when all these things seem to be against you. But all these things, as sanctified, will make you cry the more effectually and fervently. But all these things will work together, he says in Romans, all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, wouldn't you love to see this and that one in your family circles called on by grace? You prayed for them many years and you see no light or no answer. But you know the Lord will favour those that he has bought with a price. He will bring back the prodigals. He will teach them to walk in his fear. What a mercy that we still have a door of mercy that stands open all day to the poor and needy. And not, by the way, this man, this David, you know, was praying. And although he was a sinner, he was found grace in his sight. And you look to the Lord, don't you, to be enabled to know something. Yes, refuge failed you. Refuge failed David for a season. But God is our refuge, it tells us in the 46th Psalm. A very present help in trouble. He's present, but you don't feel it. Because he waits to be gracious, he tarries off to amend a faint and comes at evening late. You know, you wonder when some get to the 11th hour, when the Lord will come, touch your heart, and touch the heart of that you've been praying for days and even months and years. Because there's a set time. And so, he said, refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul, but I cried. You know, resting prayer can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits. We often quote it, but it is so. In our right minds we believe it. And other times we give to doubt it. And this is the pathway of the just. They very much cry unto God, and he seems to shut out their prayers. But there's no prayer but what the Lord doesn't hear. He hears, But he has a sovereign right to be gracious and wait for it. Tarries after men are faint. And so we bless the Lord. Yes, overwhelmed you may be at present. Overwhelmed with doubts and with fears. Overwhelmed with the enemy. Laying these gin snares and all these things that seem to be a trial to you. You see, you pray and you get an opposite answer. You get the enemy rise up and say something, dear friends, that cuts you up root and branch. And the enemy says, what's the use of you praying? It's because of your sins. But you see, the Lord knows. And so though overwhelmed, this is when you're cast down. This is why they are cast down. Oh my soul, Lord, do deliver me from the enemy. Pray that your enemy might be cut off. He's the devil, isn't he? Gets inside of people. Does all manner of things to destroy any hope that you might have. But if Jesus is the author of your hope, it never be destroyed. He may withdraw, he may hide his face, but he's omnipresent. And we want to have faith to believe he's omnipresent, but he knows the way you and I take. And when he has tried you, you know, we don't like trials, do we? Trials make this promise sweet, trials give new life to prayer, trials lay us lower at daddy's feet. And what a mercy. And he will come and deliver you from the gins and the snares and the traps that have been laid in an all-wise purpose of God. He brings down your heart. You fall down. There's none to help. But your help will come. And though you, as I said, as the David here was pursued by Saul and would have destroyed him. And David, as we know, had him as at mercy in that other cave. Had him at mercy. But you see, he was spared because God could not permit him, and he did not wish to destroy Saul. Because David was too wise to kill him, I believe. Had him at his mercy. And oh, you see, when he called out to Saul afterwards and told him, Saul was even brought in a measure of repentance, but not having ever the favour of God toward him, he was never permitted to destroy David. And so we see in the scripture God's wisdom, God's divine guidance. And so our mercy is, you're not crying unto man for mercy. You're crying unto the Lord God omnipotent that reigneth. And we must remember that. And it'll be with your voice and your voice alone as he indicts prayer in your soul and mind. And you make a supplication. It's with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. You let your request be made known unto God, and you watch and wait for the Lord to grant deliverance. For when thou couldst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace should be. Because all these things are known to him, all their troubles, their trials. But God reigns, blessed be the name, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, that this man of sorrows and acquainted with grief knows the way you take. He knew your path. He's appointed it. As he says in the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I'll overcome the world. And you will overcome the enemy of your souls and bring you out into a wealthy place over patience. You need a patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And the promise is that my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Blessed Jesus. Blessed David, really, character who was so favoured I prayed for deliverance and received it. And so you and I, though overwhelmed, you'll be brought into deep trouble, deep soul trouble. And it's by these things men live, and in these things is the life of their spirit. And in the way wherein I walk, he says, have they privily laid a snare for me? Overwhelmed, yes. The Lord knows the way you take. But blessed be him. There is this snare laid. And these gins and snares and traps, dear friends, they keep your mind stayed upon God. That's it. You know, if we've not got real indicted prayer, asking for something that you might receive, and it is this great mercy, the token of his love, it occupies your mind. I know what your hand finds to do, you do it under the Lord. But deep down in your soul, there's a pleading, a desire to see Jesus. Lord, that I might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou sent, because thou knowest my path, thou knew it, and thou knowest it now. And their steps are ordered by the Lord, and as grace is given, your delight to do his will. And you'll not be ashamed to own him as your Lord and Savior, because he's manifested his love to your soul. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above, and he and she heirs and heiresses whose bosom glow with them. And there will be a burning love in your soul at times for the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes right where you are. He puts underneath the everlasting arms. And in spite of the devil's temptations in the midst of your sorrows, by the way, you will not fall through those arms. You won't fall into Satan's net. You'll feel the side effects, dear friends, of the pain that he can bestow upon you, but it'll be thus far no farther from the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all our times in his hands and all of our events at his command. And in the way where I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. Privily laid. But he brings your soul through, and you look upon him whom you pierce, and you come with weeping and supplication. See what my Saviour has done. See what Jesus has done to redeem my poor soul from death, destruction, and despair. And this is what we need to live to do from. Satan can't tell you. He's got his own. He's got his own, dear friends, that he will be instrumental in bringing them to hell, because it's the appointed will of God the Father through the merits of Jesus. And the soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires in breathings from above. He breathes upon your dry bones. I reflected, I think it was earlier today, can these dry bones live? Can these dry bones live? And so you see, you feel to be dry bones sometimes. And this overwhelms you, because your life is cold, your life is hard. You cannot get close to the Lord Jesus. No, you can't. He has to draw nigh to you. It's his work, it's his power, it's his glory to touch your heart. Rend the heart of marble with your heart and mine. And this is the purpose of being overwhelmed. To whom else can I go, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. When he said to his disciples, will ye also go away? To whom else can we go, they said. Thou hast the words of eternal life to give. He needs to bring you and me down. He needs to cause you and me to have a broken heart and contrite spirit. And all the various means and ways that he uses to bring your heart down with labour. You fall down, there's none to help. David knew it. Even the weakest saint, dear friends, on the earth would know that.
why art thou cast down? O my soul, hope thou in God. And you may look at that portion of the word, it's not mine, Lord, at present, but I do desire it. I need thee to show me a true token of thy love, to speak peace and pardon to my soul, for to whom else can I go? But you can't go without he draws you by the cords of a man, by the badges. You see, people seem to run, dear friends, in the way of believing. The Lord has not bidden them go. Not bidden them, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. I will give thee rest. We're in his gracious hands, his everlasting love, to be fulfilled in your soul and mine. I believe this soul in the grave, this soul in the grave may be waiting. And he may tarry off till you're faint. But blessed be the Lord. Overwhelmed souls, you know, within you, will make you cry the more. Will make you cry the more. That he that knowest your path will put you in this path of the just, which shall be as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect man. And it will be marked the perfect man, and behold, the upright, the end of that man will be peace. My peace I leave with you. Lord, thou hast left it in thy word, but I want it in my soul. Write, Lord, my name upon that blessed cross. To see there Jesus has suffered, bled, and died for my sins. And he becomes my redeemer. And he says, fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the floods and the flames, they should not overflow thee. All the fires, they should not be burned. This is a miraculous saving, isn't it? This is nothing that you and I can do in the world. But he causes you to be cast down, overwhelmed. But blessed be the Lord. You know, as David said, then thou knewest my path. He knows, dear friends. And he will yet manifest himself to you if you plead hard enough. All those pleadings. And you know the mercy is, it's for the vilest simulate of hell that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you into his banqueting house yet, and his banner over you will be love. For he cannot withhold that love at that appointed promised time. To his dear people. Yes, overwhelm you may be today. Darkness and bondage seems to envelop your mind. And you say, where is the blessedness I thought I knew? And do confirm my soul, Lord, with a sign that I am a chosen vessel, that thou hast borne with a price. Yes, tribulation you have to pass through, as the Lord Jesus Christ knows the way. And he says, does he not be a good cheer? I have overcome the world. The world is a snare to us. It can be. But what a mercy to be enabled for the Lord to hold up your goings and his paths at your footsteps, if not, and apply the truth, and you say you know it. And you've gained the strength of that meat for many days. And so he says to you and me, thou art, he said, David said, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. But I cried unto thee. You see, it's a double cry in this. This is real wrestling prayer, isn't it, for David? He was in deep trouble. He was fearful of his life because that man Saul was determined to kill him because he saw that the Lord was with him. and the Lord may be with you, and you know your enemies, dear friends, will try and turn you and me out of the way, but they never will. If you and me, by wrestling prayer, hold fast to that little hope that you have, yes, overwhelmed, doubts and fears seem to be with you, spirit overwhelmed within me, your heart within you is desolate, but this makes you cry, and cry the more, that the Lord will yet touch your heart and show me a token, Lord, for good, a token of thy special love. Tell me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. You know, the wicked are fall into their own nets. Tells us here, fall into their own nets. And what a dead net will be, dear friends. And there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But through mercy, the Lord has changed your heart. You have a hope in his mercy, in spite of being tempted in all points, similar to the Lord Jesus. You've got to go into fellowship with the sufferings of Christ. And yet you'll be united to Christ, the true and the living vine, and the Father will come in and sup with you, and you with him. Be here, little and there, little line upon line, precept upon precept, and you love the Lord. And none can separate that love of your soul to the Lord Jesus. You love the Lord because he has heard your voice, and he breaks through the gloom, shines into your heart, to give you that light of the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, and none can take it away. And none but Jesus can do help the sinner's good. And you bless the Lord for his long suffering and patience with you, that he has thus far led you on and made your truth. And it is your truth that has been applied to your soul, your truth and your mercy, that you have received at the good hand of God. So, we don't need to despair, dear friends. Time of love will come when we shall clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall be for me. Yes, the blood of Christ. All to get a glimpse by faith of it. All to see Jesus hanging on that accursed tree for you and for me. Other refuge have we none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Because when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my power. He can see that real repentance. He's given it. And he knows the way you walk. And though he may try you as with fire and burn up all the dross, but gold in the furnace tried there loses all but dross, so is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Oh, that precious cross, Jesus, suffering in your room place, he said, may he touch your hearts and mine, overwhelm, but not beyond the limits of his love. Yes, you may get persecuted, and he says here, he has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been wronged in. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I muse on the work of thy hands, of Jesus' hands, called you by his grace, and there are many things to try you. But blessed be the Lord. You'll be more than the conqueror through him that has loved you and washed you. And you'll look upon those that you prayed for and see that deliverance. For when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man, thy peace shall be. Oh, how we need the Lord to bless us with answers of peace. But we need patience to wait for it. To tarry his leisure then, and wait the appointed hour, wait for the bridegroom of your soul. Reveal his love about, which is not imagination, these are not words, which is that real religion, which is more than notion, something known about. May he pardon all the mist this night and get to himself any glory for what we might have advanced tonight. Oh, may the Lord bless us each with these tokens of good, to be our remembrance of these things, that have been spoken, we trust, by this poor sinner, to comfort your troubled heart and say, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 926. The tune is Malcolm 369. When overwhelmed with doubts and fear, great God, do thou my spirit cheer. Let not my eyes with tears be fed, but to the rock of ages led. When guilt lies heavy on my soul and waves of fierce temptation roll, I to this rock for shelter flee and make my refuge, Lord, in thee. Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.